Now we go to the Greene and Columbia County regions of North America here in New York. And we have Devin Connolly on the line right now, zooming in. Devin, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Kieran. Can you hear me?
Oh, my gosh. I can hear you wonderfully. You sound wonderfully calm next to me. And it's always a pleasure to have you from Cornell Cooperative Extension and the wonderful things that you share with us. How goes it with you?
It's going pretty well. We're gearing up. We're getting into fair season. So not too many events happening because, you know, we have setting up cows and chickens and counting and making sure that there's places to put all of them and that they're all going to be healthy for, like, you know, as they, you know, go through the next few days. Or the Greene County Youth Fair starting, it's on, if you don't know, it's July 27th through the 30th. You know, it's a fair catered towards youth, and it's one of the, how do I say this, Tom? The only accessible, truly accessible fair left in the state, I believe.
Well, I like what you said. Can I just interrupt and just note that the Monday afternoon show host here, myself, was able to go to the Greene County Youth Fair and be participating with the youth there and interviewing people with a live microphone on the show, to have this accessibility also to the airwaves as well, in conjunction with it was a really cool experience. You want to just tell a little bit more about, like, what that's all about? There's the young people getting together in the middle of nowhere. Where was that? Was that Caro? Oh,
that's sorry. In the middle of Caro. Yeah, the Caro Town Park.
Jeez, are we supposed to be saying Cairo now, Devin?
No. Oh, God. The locals will know you're not from around here.
He's trying to trick me. And look, I'll just tell you, I'm not from around there. So whatever it is, it's not Egypt, but it's a wonderful, wonderful event. And people really turn out for it. And the last time I was there was some years ago. Very, very positive, very youth orientated and such a cultural resource for the people in that area. So thanks for mentioning that. And you said it goes from the 27th through the 30th, correct?
Yeah. So starting this week.
Okay.
And personally, I know that the 4CCE, that, you know, our master gardeners will be manning a booth there. So if you have any questions, feel free to go there and ask them, bring some plants if you really want to, not big ones, just, like, you know, samples. And there will be staff educators there as well. If you hit the right ones, you'll be able to find out, ask or talk to them about the projects that they're working on. And of course, you know, youth fair, or not youth, but the 4-H will be there. They'll be displaying their projects. You know, you get to see which ones are going to state, and of course the animals as well. We don't run we don't run it at this fair, but we do have a lot of 4-H youth who are showing. So we'd love to see you over there.
Sounds great.
All right. So should I start reading out a few more events that we're a little more involved in?
Yeah, so what else you got on the list?
So actually tomorrow, I think there's still spots. We're having a summer plant walk, and this is partnered with the good folks at Wild Hudson Valley. You can learn how to identify native plants, about their past uses, as well as current edible or medicinal values. Super family-friendly program. And that will be at the Siuslaw Model Forest in Accra, right across from the Agroforestry Resource Center. You know, dress appropriately. It's been hot. And this is at 4:30 to 6:30. And again, that's tomorrow, July 25th. Really, I think that I met the two people from Wild Hudson Valley who run it. Really awesome people. It's just one of those people that you're just like, you can just sort of stand with and just be like, wow, they just have so much knowledge. And just like every time you go and meet them, you're just like, oh, wow, I didn't really think about, you know, plants in this way. So again, I think they're fantastic. I believe.
So can we also look up Wild Hudson Valley separately and just kind of look up what other things they're doing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And who are the hosts from that? Give some names there. I want names, Devin. I want names.
One is Anna and Wild Hudson Valley.
Well, Anna and whoever else, it sounds like they're going to seriously be taking care of folks and getting deep into the plant and wildlife out there in the woods on a walk, which I think people need so much of these days. So that's it sounds like then that's tomorrow. What time, Devin?
4:30.
4:30 p.m. I'm across from the Agroforestry Resource Center, folks. If you're in the area and you have some time tomorrow, definitely check that one out.
Sorry. Justin Wexler and Anna Plattner. Just found
Yeah,
their names.
sorry to like accost you on that one. So
No, it's all right.
Justin and Anna, Justin, keep up the good work. Appreciate it.
Next, we have two separate events, but still doing the same thing called deer browsing and forest health. The first one will be in Ankrum, and both of these programs are both you're trying to learn how to monitor your deer impacts to woods using this method called AVID. It's a method for volunteers, foresters, landowners, and others to assess the vegetation for impacts from deer. So we actually have some great pictures on our website that just show like, if you put up a deer enclosure, you can see after even after like a year or two, how much deer will just literally eat your forest away. And there's certain spots in your forest where you might be like, oh, we want this to really be protected. Maybe it's like, you took down some trees, or there's just things you do want to see growing that haven't gotten too big yet. And so, this would be a great way to try to start finding out what is the impact of the deer in that, in your woods.
So when you say deer browsing information and forest health, are you talking about anti-deer browsing and how to prevent it in your area?
Oh, definitely some of it is.
Okay.
Whenever I was taking the class, first th this first part is definitely about trying to just figure out how much impact there is. And they have certain ways of like, this is the chart that you use, and then how do you come back, next year and just be able to actually quantify, how many deer have come through the area, or not even so much how many that have come through the area, but just how much have they eaten.
Could I ask a sensitive question? To what extent Cornell, what's their stance, Cornell Cooperative Extension and these types of workshops, where they stand on deer hunting and eradication by hunting? I know in some schools of thought it is highly encouraged where there's overpopulation. But there's also two sides to the coin, and is that addressed at all? Do you happen to know in this workshop or
Personally, I do not have a good answer. I
okay.
think one of our educators would be able to tell you a lot, go in very deeply into that.
Right.
They have much more access to, like, again, they're pulling all most of their research from land grant universities, so they'll actually have a well-researched answer that I would not be able to give you right now, unfortunately.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to comment on it because it is a contentious, I mean, it's a cultural issue also in our discussions in all things deer, whether or not how much we shoot them and eat them, and it's just an ongoing, I think, as part of our general ecology, a thing to consider is hunting, and not to dismiss that altogether, but also to address it in an appropriate way. So deer browsing, forest health, that's happening. That
So yeah,
sounds
this first one is Friday, August 18th. This
okay.
is 10 to 12 p.m. at the Columbia Land Conservancy's Over Mountain Conservation Area. That's in Ankrum. It's at 138 Catalano Road, or as it's, I guess it's the Kite Hill Trailhead. And then there will be a second one, which is actually run through. This is a WOW event. WOW stands for Women Owning Woods. So it's folks who identify as women are allowed to join. It's basically the same thing. This will be August 23rd, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Give me one second, because I just realized I forgot to write down the location of this one. This is a great
Well,
time to, I guess, say, like, if you are curious about any of our events, go to ccecolumbiagreen.org/events, like I am doing right now, and you'll be able to find out all the information about these classes and more, times, registration, and locations, as I am about to find out. This one
okay,
is
well,
all.
I just love that you just dropped the name WOW. And this is an organization that I've never heard of called Women Owning Woods, and that's not to overuse the word, intersectionality of like women property ownership meets ecological responsibility through forestry in the woods and whatnot. I don't even know what it's about, but I'm very curious about this organization. It sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I'll have to get Tracy Testo is our main contact with them and helping to organize it with My Woodlot and I believe the Watershed Agricultural Council, or WAC. A lot of good acronyms in the forestry business.
Wait, hold on. Can you just repeat that one more time, please, Devin?
Watershed Agricultural Council, WAC.
Okay.
Or do you want me to keep going? Keep going back.
Sorry, I just needed to write that down. Mm-hmm. And they're probably pretty cool. They're not, you know, WAC as you know it. So sounds like a great organization. That's all. Okay, move on.
All right. Then our last event is called Woodland Exploration. This is Saturday, August 19th at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Let's see here. If you're interested in learning about keeping your forest healthy, constructing trails, managing for wildlife, timber harvests, or growing crops, you can join us at the CU Slow Model Forest and learn about the Master Forest Owners Program and how you can get a free visit to your woodlands. So I don't know if you know about the Master Forest Owners Program. It's a group of essentially volunteer forest owners who we've trained or have worked with the Master Forest Owners Program training. We run, we help organize the our region. And the idea is to be able to have someone come to your property who's been fully trained and also is participating in the program and be able to help you make decisions about your woods. Like we said, keeping your forest healthy, whether you want to construct trails is always a great way to start to enjoy your woods. I have a small 2-acre parcel that, you know, not very big, but still I cut some trails through there and I found myself actually using like, you know, another acre and a half of the property that I wasn't necessarily trying to use as much anymore. And it's quite delightful. And of course, managing for wildlife, this rolls into like, maybe you want to, do you want to actually go to one of these avid classes and the deer learning about deer browsing? Do you want to learn about timber harvest or learn about growing forest crops? Because there is always potentially money with just having a forest and being able to do a little bit of work. So whether it's bringing a forester to figure out if you have trees that you want to thin and then sell on, or to have someone or to for yourself to learn, maybe like, you know, maybe you have some other trees you want to thin and you're like, these would be great shiitake logs eventually. And then you can sell those on.
Yeah. There you go. Shiitake logs. The oak, right?
Oak is great for shiitake logs. I think the last one, I know the one we use a lot around here is ironwood because they don't grow super thick, about like 4 inches maybe. And yeah, they've been fantastic according to our trainer who's our educator, Tracy Testo. Everything. I feel like I learned so much from her.
Tracy Testo. All right. Tracy Testo. Keep it up.
Yeah.
I do have to say a little PSA for the public there. Be wary if you are a landowner, if you are a forest owner, you have some woods, be wary. Maybe this doesn't apply so much anymore, but some years ago, there were some logging companies who were doing drone footage and saying that you have this, that, and the other, and we'll give you $5,000 or $10,000 for some great trees you have on your property so you can move forward, have some income to move forward in managing your forest. And then they come, they sign on, and they go through and then just devastate your landscape. They have these horrible contracts that you don't maybe quite read through. And I've heard of these stories, Devin, you probably have too, where they come through, they kind of manipulate the landowners without educating them properly, and they go through, they take the best wood out and they devastate the rest. It's because to access the best hardwoods, a lot of times you gotta create these access points where, you know, you're dragging, there's a lot of dragging, which then create erosion, there's a lot of heavy impact equipment. So you have to be very, very careful if a logging company comes to you, do your homework. I guess that's all I'm saying.
So actually, in talking about doing your homework, what you can do is reach out to us at Columbia Green at cornell.edu. And we can't suggest specific foresters, but we can get you the DEC list of approved foresters. And that's usually, that's like one okay. of the best steps you can do to protect yourself, because a forester can okay. come in, they will tell you how to, which trees you do, you should you keep. They can help you create a plan. And when you, if you do want to talk to a logging company, they will help you be that, like, you know, intermediary between that, so that you can actually get the forest that you want and figure out if you do want them to actually, the loggers to come in and take what they can. And moving, and also, you know, if you ever want to take a look at what a properly managed forest looks like, again, the CSLAW model forest in ACRA, we have a lot of science, self-education about what a best practice looks like, how to create, we were talking about the skid trails, we have trails, how to manage them so they don't start to bleed off to the sides, how they stay packed, you know, how they are able to, you know, stay maintained pretty well. You don't, one thing you always think about is like water, and can that like just wash away your entire thing of packed gravel? We have ways to remedy that. And, you know, so it's a great resource to have if you have woods, and I highly suggest you go check it out.
Okay, thank you. Because as a matter of fact, Devin, I own some woods now as well as you do. And these, we haven't touched it yet. We're like scared to do anything. Mm-hmm. We don't want to like impact the typical, you know, human. Let's go cut down everything and make some trails and whatever. Like, we want to be really careful in how we approach that and get education. And Cornell Cooperative, it sounds like, is just such a valuable resource in steering you the right way to consult before just jumping the gun and doing what your human instinct tells you.
Feel free to reach out to us. Shane Stevens, one of our educators. He's the local MFO regional director or regional coordinator. And he, super nice guy, will talk your ear off about trees. And he's also, you know, he's never pushy, really good at listening. Can't say enough nice things about Shane.
Oh, Shane. The MOFO, you said? The MO?
MFO. Master MFO. Forest Owners.
Awesome. Okay. Go Shane.
Yeah. I think that's it for events. The only thing I got to say is Columbia County Fair starts August 30th, and we'll be there.
And some of us call it the Chatham Fair.
Mm-hmm. That's what it used to be called, right?
Fair. Me and my late trouble buddy wrote a song about the Chatham Fair. It was it could have been a big hit. It only had like two chords, but it could have been a big hit. So Columbia County Fair, a.k.a. the Columbia County Fair, is an epic, legendary, historic fair held on Columbia County Fairgrounds in Chatham, mm-hmm. right there off of 66. And I got a coworker who last year he participated in the Demolition Derby.
Fun. I love the Demolition Derby.
I think he came in third. There's a lawyer I know a thing or two about called The Bomber. I think he still goes in the Demolition Derby.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much going on at the Columbia County Fair. And give us the dates again, Devin.
Columbia County Fair, August 30th through to September 4th. So does that end on a Tuesday this year? Usually it goes through like the Monday, I believe. Yeah.
So it's a little late. It's a little late this year, it sounds like. Okay. So through September 4th, before school officially starts for many, let's hope. But get your kicks out on Route 66 at the Columbia County Fair. That's awesome. That is so awesome. I hope to see you there, Devin. And anything else you want to give us?
No, I think that's it. No big announcements for now.
All right. So I guess I'll leave you alone for now. Devin Connolly from Cornell Cooperative Extension, as always, much appreciated.
Thank you so much, Kieran.
Thank you for coming in and giving us all this info. So we'll talk soon.
All right. Sounds great. See you next month.